Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program with Richie and Kenny and Jennifer. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few minutes for this weekly update of important medical information. Speaking of important information, it appears fairly certain at this moment that the co-pilot of that plane that went down over the Alps was responsible for crashing the plane.
The quote is that he wanted to destroy the plane.
Because
doesn't say, that's just a French prosecutor saying that after the reports came out that the pilot was locked out of the cockpit.
Mm-hmm. So what I want to know, and maybe this will bring us around, it's too early. I don't want to be like CNN and speculate and spend the entire hour working this over. But it does bring me around to something that I said earlier, which I believe strongly in. We have physicals for pilots. Pilots have to, and if you've looked at the waistline of some of the pilots versus what it used to be like 10, 20, 30 years ago, obviously they have relaxed somewhat the standards for what, as they have relaxed the standards for lots of different things. They've relaxed standards for pilots and their physicality, but they do have to pass a physical once a year.
But
so
doesn't
now,
a mental make more sense than a physical?
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
The mental acuity
and a background
going
check.
In
yeah.
the, in
Who are you related to? What are your connections? Because this appears that if this guy did want to take it down intentionally, why? What possible reason?
That might have been what I get to say if I were able to finish my sentence, but almost.
Well, go ahead. I'm sure
no,
it probably sounded great.
No, no, you've adapted very well to what my question, my overall question is, what about the, don't you want to feel when you get into the plane, you look in the cockpit, first thing I want to know, and I'm going to get on a plane in a couple of hours, does the guy have gray hair? I want to see a guy with gray hair.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
And I like to look at someone and go, hey, that guy wants to live just as much as I do. That's what I want to feel when I walk into a plane.
Our society has boundaries. We have exceptions. We have the living standards that we have and the pace of our lives, so much different now than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. The pilots, although their job seems easier because the planes are, quote unquote, easier to fly, but the mental strain of doing it the way they do with all the technology, think about this from your perspective. Richie, you've got all that technology around you that you work with. Kenny, mm-hmm. you've got all of it. In general, we all work around this technology. What more of a stress or a strain does that put on us in terms of what we manage? I know for me, doing this 5 or 6 hours a day, I love being on the air and I love being able to get involved in conversation, hopefully master some of it. But at the end of those 5 or 6 hours, I need a change. I need to clear my head. I need to shut everything off, shut everything down, and go do something else for a while. People that are involved in this, and the world of flying today is so technologically oriented. Look at the cockpit versus what it used to be like when you first started flying maybe 30, 40 years ago. You used to get on the plane, look in the cockpit. Yep, there was a lot of dials and there were switches and there were, but now you look in the plane and it's all these the screens that are in front of the pilot. And they just touch the touch like you do with much of what you do. You hit the screen, mm-hmm. touch the screen. But understanding and mastering all this technology, they all have iPads now. They get their directions on what to do with a plane from,
instead
I know,
of carrying
at least
that briefcase
America
full of
does.
Books.
Right. No more briefcase. It's an iPad. And the people that are in ground control are telling the management, the airlines have their management on the ground, and they have air traffic control. So they're getting information. I just think,
but here's the thing.
Did you got to have good, strong, solid mental capabilities, and I'm not sure that we could say that about all the people that are flying planes. Yes, Richie.
Here's the thing. This is as simple. It has nothing to do with technology. The cockpit door has three positions on an A320, okay?
Yeah.
You have unlocked, normal, and locked.
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 So what happens is that the co-pilot switched it to the locked position, obviously.
Yep.
And this prevents the other pilot from being able to use the keypad and the emergency code to get back inside. So all of that technology, yeah, has it helped? Does it create more stress? Whatever. This was a door lock that created this whole situation.
But why? No, but the guy, the mental ability, what was going on in this guy's mind is what created the reality.
Well,
what's his background?
Sorry, Dougie.
No, go ahead.
You brought up a good point. I was going to compliment you, so my interrupting is complimenting you. But you brought up a good point earlier on in the program when you talk about how in the States, when you fly with most airlines, if the co-pilot or the pilot come out to use the bathroom or whatever, a flight crew member has to go in. So obviously this isn't the case with this because he was in there all by himself.
I think we asked the reporter about that, and he said, no, that wasn't the rule in Europe, but it is in America, that you have to have somebody else in the cockpit if a pilot or co-pilot gets out of there. Remember, when we were kids, most of the planes flew with a three-member crew. They had a pilot, a co-pilot, and a flight engineer. That stopped with the advent of the newer 727s. After that, it became a two-man crew, and the reason they did that is because they wanted to save the airline's money. Boeing came out with the first plane that only had two people there instead of three, and the airlines loved it because they had one less person they had to pay. All that stuff can be monitored now with computers, and that's why they didn't need the engineer. But there were other reasons, and that's what I think is acknowledged in the fact that you have to have a crew member in there in order to let somebody out to go to the bathroom. So, but that's very that's compelling information. That now, again, brings us back around to thinking, what sort of mental state, where did this guy come from? The first thing everybody's thinking about is that he's a terrorist. Where, you know, is he a Middle Easterner? Somebody get to him.
Yeah, they're all over that right now.
Of course they are, yep. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will be all over the medical information that's pertinent to our lives in a matter of moments here. 13 after on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of the hot hits, if you will, when it comes down to the brass tacks of what's going on medically or in the medical community. Ken's on top of it. Many people talking this week, Ken, about Angelina Jolie's surgery and why she did it and is it helpful to have this conversation. I think the answer to that is yes. But this may not be for everybody, right?
Exactly, and I'm so glad she's being open about this. Angelina carries a specific genetic mutation, Doug, called BRCA1, which puts her at a higher risk than the general population for certain cancers, namely breast and ovarian. She has a known family history of breast cancer. Her mother died of breast cancer at age 56. So in May 2013, remember, Angelina elected to undergo preventative double mastectomy procedures. Her most recent surgery is called a risk reducing bilateral salpingo oophorectomy, a mouthful, or the removal of ovaries and fallopian tubes on both sides. This is a serious surgery, and complications, yes, they can occur. The lifetime risk of ovarian cancer is 35 to 45% in a woman with BRCA1 gene mutations, as compared to 1.5% in the general population. In carriers, Doug, of BRCA mutation, a risk-reducing surgery is associated with a whopping 80% reduction in ovarian cancer, though the benefit of risk-reducing surgery decreases with advancing age. So you have to do this early. So what are the downsides to this procedure? Well, one undergoes immediate sterility and surgical menopause. There are other options, doing nothing and taking your chances, or early detection and screening. These decisions, as you mentioned, need to be made on an individual basis.
All right. The number one trending topic at the moment is this study that reveals how some fetuses react to smoke, secondhand smoke, that sort of thing. I wonder about that and how you've been studying or seeing an article in the British Medical Journal about smoggy air and what that does to us as adults. But the two together are concerning for me and obviously a lot of other people, the air that we breathe, sort of. You know, remember that song from... What is that that did that song here? That would be the Hollies, I think.
Yes, this is out of the British Medical Journal this week. Air pollution may take a toll not only on physical health, as you were suggesting, but mental well-being as well. Among over 70,000 American women in the study, those who lived in a relatively polluted areas, they were more likely to report multiple anxiety symptoms. And the study also suggested that dirty air may also trigger strokes in vulnerable people.
So that, and back to the, just as far as the comment is concerned, this study that reveals how fetuses in the womb react to secondhand smoke, these are like duh things, right? I mean, smoggy air is going to be bad for you, although...
Bottom line, breathe clean air.
Yeah, right. So where do you have to go? where do we go to find that, please?
In the middle of the... Don't smoke around the pregnant woman, duh.
Nah, right, exactly. All right, so here's good news for those of you who like whole grains. I noticed a lot of research this week into making, trying to get a new sort of wheat so that it didn't affect people that had gluten allergies, and I wonder if this is connected to that.
Coming soon. This is from BMC Medicine this week. People who eat a lot of whole grains is great news. They may live longer than those who hardly ever eat them. Even the obese and sedentary appear to gain a benefit. Eating more grains may even help people lose weight. So you may want to substitute for some of those white flour, simple carbohydrates, some whole grain bread or cereal.
All right, quick overview of the FDA's new drug, or they've approved a drug for diabetes that's linked to you, how it manifests in your eyes, I guess.
Eylea, another treatment for diabetic retinopathy in patients with diabetic macular edema. So if you're diabetic with eye problems, talk to your doctor about Eylea.
Eylea. E-Y-L-E-A. Eylea. Let's talk about Superbeets. S-U-B-E-R, S-U-P, excuse me, Doug. S-U-P-E-R-B-E-E-T-S. Easiest way to get natural delivery of nitrates. What do you know about this, Ken?
Doug, I love this. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and in 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. And as a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy. And I'm so excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. Many foods, Doug, they're rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in your body. Superbeets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide.
Call 800-655-4183. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeets. Comes with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. Get a free book called Beat the Odds. Learn what Ken has learned. 800-655-4183. This is a perfect product to enhance pretty much everything that's going on in your body that needs blood, and that's everything. Guaranteed your money back. Superbeets, 800-655-4183. Dr. K. Ken's word for it. It's good stuff.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Shot me out of the sky. You're my kryptonite. You keep making me weak. You're frozen and can't breathe. Something's gotta give now.
Something's gotta give.
Cause I'm dying just to make you.
No. Don't cry, Richie. Don't cry. It's going to be okay.
Richie can't be there. He can't leave.
Here, this is the best part. Oh, yeah.
Another boy
this is the only One Direction song
fighting
right
the
now.
Dust.
Okay, not necessarily, but I do have to tell you something kind of funny. So
what?
Yesterday, okay, I'm a news junkie. We're all in this business.
Sure.
And, you know, it's important that we keep up with what's happening in the world. And so on my cell phone, if there's big stuff, I have all the different news sources, KTL, locally, CNN.
I just got one from NPR. The co-pilot of the German Wings plane showed willingness to destroy the aircraft.
Okay, so I get the little buzz yesterday on my phone. I thought, oh, God. Gosh,
what's going down,
right? So I jog over to my phone because I want to get there, and I pick it up and I look, and it says Zayn Malik or whatever his name is leaving One Direction. What? Am I just officially old? Because you should not be buzzing my phone about a boy band. I mean, this isn't even a good boy band. You're buzzing my phone about a boy band. People are losing their heads overseas to ISIS. People, come on.
This is huge, Ken. What is the leading trending topic on Twitter right now?
The leading trending topic is hashtag always in our hearts, Zayn Malik.
Hashtag barf. There's a plane that's crashed in the French Alps. Give me a break.
All right,
come
so what's
on.
Going on here? Why is this
Am I
job
just kidding? Over? I mean, really, is this like making me sound old and crusty? That
yeah,
I,
it is. The girl who's like New Kids on the Block.
Look, I love New Kids. I love me some NSYNC, especially in like Backstreet Boys. Like, I get all that, and
so
I get loving a boy
the
band.
So teapot is calling the kettle black or whatever it is.
But give me a break.
Yeah.
I still would not. Like, if Joey had left NSYNC, I wouldn't expect them to send an update to my phone.
Well, here's what Malik says. He says, my life with One Direction has been more than I could ever have imagined. But after 5 years and $1 zillion,
they're not even boys anymore. They're
I feel like it is now the right time to leave the band. I'd like to apologize to the fans who I've let, if I've let anyone down. But I have to do what feels right. And you all have made me rich. And I will never have to work a day in my life.
Hashtag so, again, barf.
Beat it. I didn't say that part.
I just don't remember this kind of reaction when the Backstreet Boys called it quits on any band.
Well, we
when the Beatles broke up, even.
We didn't have Twitter.
The social media is
Yeah, the social media makes it huge, so all the 14-year-old girls can commiserate together worldwide.
I actually saw this morning, hunting around, and I don't know if it was Huffington Post or if it was USA Today, but one of them had a how to help your kid cope with the breakup of One Direction story.
You know, it's almost scary, some of these posts. I feel numb. I couldn't feel anything anymore. There's no more tears left.
Wow.
I will forever hate this month. I'm bursting into tears watching video diaries.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
This hurts so much. Whoever did this is Satan.
Okay, they need to round these children up and send them on a mission somewhere to actually see real suffering.
When you're 15 years old, this is life to you. This is your life. Simon Cowell, who discovered the boy band at the X Factor, he actually created the boy band.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I would like to thank you to Zayn for everything that he has done for One Direction. He made you rich, Simon Cowell. That's what he's done for One Direction.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I take that back. Simon Cowell made them rich. Simon Cowell is this whole band. He manufactured it. He promoted it. He marketed it. He's a genius, and the guy is a zillionaire because of it. And this kid is just, he's at his wit's end and can't take it anymore and had to go. Lights out. I'm done. So the four of them are going to continue with the tour. Maybe they can do like that Michael Jackson thing with one of those bone sticks.
I know.
And put the puppet on the end.
You know, One Direction didn't necessarily break up, right? It's just the one guy left the group.
It's just the one guy's leaving. But it's
fine.
Terrible.
You'll get a new guy. Trust me, you'll be okay.
All right.
We should have fantasy One Direction. We could all draft a member of fun.
If you were the parents of a 14-year-old girl or an 11-year-old, like my daughter's 8 years old.
Is she crying about this?
She's not a big One Direction fan anymore. She was, but she took the poster down a couple of months ago, so I don't know how she's going to react to this. So I'll have to take that and maybe ask Dr. Joy Brown how I can handle it. It's 28 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
When you're older with a long job history, don't load up your resume with every single job you've ever had. Job hunting expert Peter Studner.
Cut it off at 20 years and then put a paragraph without any dates of prior experience, which is one or two lines which show where you've been and what you've done before. Keep in mind, resumes don't get jobs, people get jobs. A resume are the prepared notes you want to leave behind after you've had a good meeting. And you keep your resume focused on your skills and your accomplishments. Don't tell people what you do. Tell people what you've done.
Be specific. Quantify your accomplishments. If you find this process hard, make a list of all the duties you've had. Then flesh that out with examples of what you did. Peter Studner's book, Super Job Search 4, includes examples of good resumes. For more details, there's also a free app called Super Job Search. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Jennifer here with you this morning. Doug's out with Charlotte getting ready to jump on a big old jetliner. And we're with you here zooming through the morning just like we were on a superhighway from Kiev to Alaska.
Oh.
This may be,
that was my attempt at rush. Yeah. Nobody got that?
God, vodka drive straight all the way to Alaska.
This
might be one of the coolest stories I've heard in a while.
Yeah, and proposed by the Russians. It's really weird. According to the March 23rd report in the Siberian Times, Russian Railways President Vladimir...
Crossword puzzles like in the Siberian Times.
Exactly. Cold. C-O-L-D.
Oh, I got this one. V-O-D.
I see.
Help me out. Six letters. What?
Vladimir Yakunin has proposed a plan for a massive Trans-Siberian highway that would link the eastern border of Russia with the U.S. state of Alaska. How crazy would that be? So you could literally drive from Moscow, from London to Moscow, through Fairbanks into New York City. How crazy would that be?
How long would that take?
You could cross a narrow stretch of the Bering Sea. I can't imagine how long it would take.
13,000 miles.
It's an interstate, inter-civilization project, and it would make the world the future zone because you could actually drive across the water. I mean, think about that. If you did like a high-speed rail, like our governor here in California likes to do these high-speed rails, you know, you could probably get there in what? 50 days a year?
Yeah. Well, I think Sarah Palin could say, I could drive to New York to my front deck.
That would be something for her.
I can drive to Russia from my front deck.
Yeah, 12,910 miles. Crazy. I think it would be fun, though. Think about that. If you're scared of flying, and you, especially these days with all these whack job pilots, if you don't want to fly anymore, you want to just drive, then, you know, you can get in the car in New York, take a nice little road trip all the way up to Alaska, hit Nome, cross the Bering Strait, all the way through Europe into Moscow. That would be awesome.
You know,
could you imagine the road stops, though, in all parts of the country?
In the snow.
Yeah, and the snow. I mean, a lot
how
of
are they
bad weather.
Keep that thing clean. But they say it would cost trillions of dollars to build this thing. But they're also talking about adding a oil pipeline to it, which might help pay for it.
That'd be pretty cool.
Interesting.
And they said that maybe they would do like a tunnel or a ferry or a bridge to get through the strait. So that would be interesting.
Imagine Doug on his cross-country jaunts. I'm going to go
he
up.
He would do it. I'm going to head to Russia. We're going to do the Good Day Show Moscow edition.
Just cross the Bering Strait. I'm looking for a Waffle House now.
Charlotte and I are looking for a Waffle House.
Hey, there's no Waffle Houses in Moscow. What's up with that?
Oh, there will be.
That's probably the whole reason why. Okay. This is probably a Putin plot to get Waffle House Moscow.
So I heard a story on the way in this morning about a new car that Ford is working on that will kind of put like a governor on the gas, the amount of fuel that you can put in the gas to keep you from speeding.
Now, I actually heard this was a Chevy thing, that this was like a Chevy product.
Ford
or maybe
working,
there's both, yeah.
Two different versions. So Ford is working on the one where it wouldn't allow you to speed. And it's not that it would shut the car down. It would just say, uh-oh, you're going too fast. We're going to back off the amount of gas that we can put into the engine.
Huh.
Chevy is also coming out with a teen-proof car.
Yeah, it's called Teen Driver Mode. And it's available in the 2016, so now, I mean, it'll be coming out soon, the 2016 Chevy Malibu. It will mute the radio if the driver's not wearing a seatbelt, and then the key fob also limits the speed between 40 and 75 miles per hour. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very. So
the only thing I wouldn't like about that, though, you know, again, it goes back to teaching your kids to do the right thing. But if you're in an instance on the freeway where you've got somebody coming at you and you need to hit 80 to get out of the way, that would be kind of
right.
You know, if you can't go any faster than 75, that would be a trouble.
All right, so back when I was getting my driver's license, the responsible parent would buy their kid the biggest car they could.
Oh, yeah. Lots of metal. Like that's my
in between you and the front bumper.
My dad wanted me to have a Lincoln Continental when I was going to become a driver.
Right. In my
I had a Buick station wagon.
Oh, that's good.
And I had a Ford Ranchero. And it was huge. My dad's philosophy was, if you get into an accident, you win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Bigger the car.
Right. If the other guy wants to drive the VW Bug, that's fine. You're in this big boy. But they also had huge motors in them. I mean, the thing that I had a 351 Cleveland in it with a Holley 4-barrel on it, and that thing would do a, you know, 13-second quarter mile. But I had plenty of metal around me. So now with these Chevys where they can kind of control things, they even have this, and I don't know how I would feel about this as a teenager. They also have a feature that allows parents to see a report of the total distance driven, maximum speed traveled, and how many speed warnings were issued.
Oh, see, I'd actually rather have that as a parent than have like the limitations on the gas pedal, because that would scare me a little bit. If my kid needs to gas it and get out of the way, let him do it. But having a report come to you,
well,
that would be awesome. You could be like, hey, where were you?
But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
You were at the ice cream shop?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can look at my iPhone.
That's true. You can
where's my iPhone map?
Mm-hmm.
And I can see where my wife is right now. And she can see where I am.
Dooms marriage.
She doesn't
everywhere.
Know how to use it.
Take the fun out of marriage.
No, I mean, just, hey, honey, you're going to be home soon? Oh, yes, you are. 10 minutes.
You're at Kohl's. I can see you.
My concern about the adjustments to the car to make it teen-proof or whatever is that there are so many recalls for all kinds of things. And now they're going to put one more piece of technology in there.
That's the thing on this Ford thing where they're going to be able to slow you down by giving you less gas. There is a cameras all around the car that senses, okay, what's in front of you? Can you really be going this fast, or is it dangerous to be going this fast? And that was my first thought, is how hard is it going to be for these cameras to keep them up and running all the time?
Yeah.
I trust my iPhone, and anything in my car is just, you know, the GPS works okay.
So you don't worry about this for Sean, who'll be your first driver.
By the time Sean is just about to turn 11, I figure by the time he's 16, they will have autonomous cars.
They will. Yeah.
Whether he will have one or not, I mean, he'll probably end up driving my 67 Bronco or the little Kia in the driveway that I have. They'll probably still be around then. So, but yeah, no, it's, by the time he's 25, he'll probably have some self-driving car. And Juliana, too. I don't know that I want to let her drive.
Oh, mean, sexist?
She's going to be really into the radio. She's all about the radio. Daddy,
that's
can
why I wouldn't
to
have
station.
A problem with them, like, muting the radio or, you know, disabling the phone or whatever else is built
when
into
I was
the
a
car.
Kid, when I was, I guess I'd have been 18, my little brother was 16, and down at the bottom of our street there was a curve, and on this curve there was a car parked on the right side of the road. So I was coming up our street, and he was going down it and had to go around the car, did not see me coming the other way. Bam.
Oof.
We ran into each other on our street. He was driving his girlfriend's parents' car his girlfriend and her sisters in it.
Oh, no.
And guess what? Their father, who was a cop, found that the radio was jacked up all the way.
Wow.
So their father, my brother's girlfriend's father, who was a cop, deemed my brother guilty because all of the kids were playing with the radio and not watching what was going on.
It's a distraction.
You want to talk about embarrassing? That was fun. All right, coming up, Dr. Joy is going to help us cope with tragic things in life when you get bad news.
Like One Direction.
Like One Direction splitting up. And how do you know if your co-pilot wants to drive you into the side of a mountain? How do you just see just crazy people?
You read someone's face.
Right, right. So there it is. Dr. Joy coming up just in 2 minutes on Doug Steffens' Good Day at 43 past the hour.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199, the lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Alzheimer's Association's 2015 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures Report finds that less than half of people with Alzheimer's disease are told of their diagnosis. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to the report, only 45% of people with Alzheimer's or their caregivers reported being told the diagnosis by their doctor. In contrast, more than 90% of people with the four most common cancers or their family reported being told. Beth Kallmeyer, Vice President of Constituent Services for the Alzheimer's Association.
Telling someone with Alzheimer's the truth about their diagnosis in a sensitive and supportive way is a key first step to help them maximize their quality of life. Even more important, it enables them to play an active role in planning for the future.
The Alzheimer's Association calls for better education for medical students and healthcare providers on making and delivering an Alzheimer's diagnosis and increased federal research funding for Alzheimer's, including better diagnostic tools. To learn more, visit ALZ.org.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfecting cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on Q300469 in store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jen, Rich, and Ken with you. And now joining us is Dr. Joy Brown, who helps us each week understand why people are the way they are, or why you do the things you do. So I think this week we want to start out, Joy, with all of the 15-year-old kids and 14-year-old girls who are at the end of their rope because this kid is leaving
One Direction.
So if you have a kid that's just torn up because their favorite boy band is breaking up and they're obviously overreacting, how do you handle a kid that's overreacting about something that is absolutely silly in the bigger scheme of things?
First of all, people never overreact. They just react to different stimuli than you accept or that you react to. So first of all, saying to anybody you're overreacting, I mean, think about what happens when someone says to you you're overreacting. All you do is go
ballistic. Overreact.
Well, no, you just react to something else, which is, oh my goodness, this person hates me, no one loves me. So no one ever overreacts, and that's a really, really important thing to remember. They're just responding to a different set of stimuli. So the first thing to do when kids, I mean, look, kids today, it's a boy band. Then, you know, it was Elvis getting, I think that yesterday or the day, this week was the week that Elvis got inducted into the Army.
Right, the Army.
And people went
right.
crazy about that.
Or you lose the championship game. My son just lost his championship game, and all the kids were very upset.
Or you bet on the Super Bowl and lost.
Right.
So no one ever overreacts. So the thing to do when you think, when your perception of somebody's overreacting is say, talk to me about it. Because then you'll have a much better idea of what they're actually reacting to. And because the statement you're overreacting is, first of all, inaccurate, and second of all, it's dismissive. It suggests that you're nuts, or you're not in touch with reality, or that you're having a manic episode, none of which are going to exactly be soothing to anybody. So just saying, okay, talk to me about this a little bit, and you'll have a much better idea about why your teenage girl or your son or your betting partner are unhappy about something, and you'll learn more about them. You'll also be perceived as kind and fair and loving, as opposed to dismissive and mean and judgmental. So, do we get that covered?
Yes.
Because they're just reacting to something else. They're reacting to the fact that they had fantasies about.
It's so easy to go, you're overreacting, get over it. So,
no, we don't do that.
Issue number two.
Okay.
We live in a crazy world now. A crazy world that we see co-pilots locking the pilot out of the cockpit and then driving the airplane into the side of a mountain. There had to be signs that this guy was crazy, or the Egyptian pilot a few years ago who drove the plane to the bottom of the sea. How do you see someone?
I mean, that's the really hard thing. I'm not sure the world is a whole lot crazier than it's ever been. I think we're just more aware of how crazy the world has always been. There have always been people, and again, we don't know that he was crazy. He just was responding to a different set of stimuli, and it may have been.
Okay, but what's the red flag for that set of stimuli he's
Well, there may not be, because, for example, if he views himself as a patriot, that this is his statement and his way into heaven, then I mean, when people sort of do heroic things in battle, we give them medals. But unfortunately, the wars that we're involved in and have been involved with, a lot of people would say since Korea, are not nationalistic in the same way. They're what we would call terrorism. I was actually in Nova Scotia a couple of years ago and went to this movie thing that they had at the Citadel, and they were talking about Nova Scotia being the jump-off point to fight the terrorists. And we were the terrorists. As far as Britain was concerned, we were the terrorists. Let me say that there are sometimes warning signs of people who are at least suicidal. Let's look at that to start with. And the question of why they're suicidal, we can leave for later or whatever. In that they tend to give things away. They tend to say goodbye to people.
Yeah.
So there can be warning signs about people who are suicidal. And obviously, among other things, we don't know if that was his primary motivation, if he just wanted to die or he wanted to make a statement, or he felt that voices were telling him to get rid of the infidels. We don't know.
Well,
so sometimes there are religious fanaticism.
Yeah. Well, be alert is the big thing. It's 51 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Thank you, Joy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Can't whistle.
No, I'm whistling right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I can't whistle.
Oh, you can't?
You can't?
No.
Why not?
Poor Kenny.
I don't know. Never been able to.
Try it. Let's try it. Let's hear what comes out.
All right. Well, I guess you couldn't.
You've got an airy whistle.
I guess you couldn't have been in the bridge over the River Kwai here, because this is the Colonel Bogey March, whistled by Alec Guinness and cast. The Bridge Over the River Kwai, winner of the Best Picture Oscar and 6 other awards today in 1958. Doug would have seen it live at the... No?
Yeah.
He would have parked his dinosaur outside and saw it, whistled along.
All right, so Jen, Rich, and Ken with you here. Ken, let me hear you whistle now.
It's an airy whistle.
You got a mouth of saltine crackers.
Here's me, ready? Oh, you're actually a show-off.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at whistling. I used to be able to do the Andy Griffith theme, too.
Oh, that's an easy one. I like
Ken, that must be terrible not being able to whistle the Andy Griffith theme.
Yeah, that's awful.
Doug and Chuck are off today, so it's just the three of us with you here going through your movie moments. Right now we're going to play you three clips from a very popular movie from the year 2000. And when you know what that movie is, when you hear the clip, you will pick up your little fingers and dial 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. And the first one in with the correct answer wins a nice little prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. And here comes clip number one for you.
I'm just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
Hmm.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't.
No? All right.
No.
Let's try clip number two.
1970 Pontiac Firebird, the car I've always wanted, and now I have it. I rule.
Yes, I rule. You know this one. Roses.
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Roses. Yeah, I did like that movie. It was weird, though.
All right, 888-302-3684.
Love the actor.
Three. Yeah, he's great.
It's a great thing when you realize you still have the ability to surprise yourself. It makes you wonder what else you can do that you've forgotten about.
All right, so
didn't he kill his wife in this movie?
I have to admit, I never saw the movie. I saw parts of the movie.
Never did?
I never
oh.
saw the whole movie.
There was something
weird. I wasn't interested. You never saw it either?
Really?
Nope.
Something twisty at the end happened.
I think you're right. And phones are almost full here, so a lot of people obviously did see it. So there it is, 888-302-3684. If you know the answer to that, 90 seconds to movie news here on Good Day.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview, you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Will, in the Eastern Shore of Maryland, what is that movie we were just listening to?
American Beauty.
That is American Beauty.
Good job. Did you see it?
I did. I liked it. A little crazy, but Kevin Spacey is great.
So yeah. At the end, spoiler alert, everybody, turn down your radios. Did he kill his wife? Is that what it was? Am I remembering that right?
I don't remember. I guess it's too long since I've seen it.
Me too. It. Come on. I was
That's
hoping you'd help
Nobody
me.
Nobody remembers that.
I know. Something weird happened, but I don't know what it was.
All right, Ken, what's going on in movie news? Give us a news nugget.
There's another Lego movie in the works. Jason Segel, the actor that revived the
Watch
Muppets,
him, yeah.
is going to co-direct the Billion Brick Race. This is the fourth Lego sequel that's in the works, and this is the only one that doesn't have a release date yet.
Wow. That's massive.
And the Smurfs are coming back.
It's amazing. Think about what those little bricks when we were kids turned into. Look at everything, the robots and the movies and the video games. Unbelievable. 58 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.